arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got my colleague and old buddy Jay Taylor on the line. Jay and I are going to talk a little bit about the quantitative easing that was announced last week, and interestingly enough, the reaction to it that came out on the first day of the G20 meeting. Brazil very, very adamantly against it, as was China. You know, both countries, or China actually was saying that the U.S. is basically punishing the world for its own actions. And I think that's an interesting comment. Jay, would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, absolutely, because the Chinese have worked hard. They've sold us useful items that we've taken, and we've given them pieces of paper in exchange of a promissory note, in essence, to give them value in the future. And now what we're doing is ripping the rug out from under them, taking the value in the currency, causing the currency to decline. And if the dollar continues to depreciate, more than the interest rates they're getting, then why would they stick with it? And they're getting next to nothing in interest rates now, too. It's just part of the scam to bail out the bankers, essentially. It's an ongoing thing. Al, I had Dr. Larry Parks is going to be on my show next week at my own radio show, and Larry Parks talked exactly about how this whole monetary structure is really based to bail out or to enrich, really, not only bail out, but enrich, and then when they get into trouble, bail out the banking system. We're doing it by debasing the currency. Why wouldn't the Chinese and the Brazilians and other people that have that are holding dollars be a little bit ticked off?
Well, I can understand why they would be a little ticked off. I think regardless of your political persuasions, I would have to say that in the way, and by that I mean, let me rephrase that, regardless of what level a conservative you are, I think that virtually any conservative who knows anything at all about economics would say that this quantitative easing is just absolutely going to take us nowhere, for various reasons. And I agree that, why wouldn't everybody be just angry as hell, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore at us. And quite frankly, Jay, I don't think it's the solution to our problem, do you?
Of course not.
Right.
You got to save and work hard. That's how you create wealth. You don't do it by creating money. But, we've been living under a big lie, and the lie is a conventional wisdom that's taught to every Economics 101 student. It's called Keynesian economics.
Mm-hmm.
And Keynesian economics suggests that you don't have to work hard and you don't have to save your money. All government has to do is deficit spend, and you never have to have a business cycle. Well, what Keynes? That's poisonous, because business cycles serve a purpose. When you have excesses in the economy, the market will correct that excess. But if you don't allow the excesses to correct, then you never get back to equilibrium, and you never get back to an efficient economy that creates wealth, that allocates scarce resources efficiently. And that's what real free markets do. And all they're trying to do is get in the way of the markets working to maximize wealth and efficiency. And, it's a curse. But, hey, look, people believe what they want to believe, Al. And it's nice to believe in the tooth fairy. It's nice to believe you don't have to work hard to get what you want. It's nice to believe you can have your cake and eat it, too. And that's what we've been sold, a bill of goods. The Austrian economists, of course, disagree with that. Ron Paul is in Congress because he's an Austrian. He disagrees with it. He became interested in politics because he saw the poison of John Maynard Keynes many, many years ago. But it's still the conventional wisdom. And I think that we go on with this big lie until the system breaks down. And then we have to go back to truth. And I think, it's starting to happen with the World Bank head there, Zolik, starting to talk about going back to some sort of gold-related international currency. So I think what they're seeing, the handwriting's on the wall. The lies are starting to cause so much damage in the economy and in the society that it's going to break down. Then maybe we have a chance for something better.
Think it's going to happen in our lifetime, Jay?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, because it's starting to accelerate now. Al, you and I are old enough to remember 1971 when Nixon took us off the international gold standard.
Right.
I think we're at a basic turning point, as crucial as that. And basically that's what Zolik and the big people in the various countries are saying, and you have a real alignment you know, this could get nasty. It could evolve into a war or something, because anyway, I think wars are fought over economics, not over other issues. So you have these very basic issues between China and the U.S. I mean, I think these are fighting words, quantitative easing and stuff. I mean, this is really, really ticking them off, and for good reason.
Well, it could. There's no question about it. It could, you know, it could damage their economy. It could certainly damage Brazil's economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brazil is very, very much of an up-and-coming country, and it, you know, to be hurt by the actions of us, by our actions, of course that's going to cause, you know, a certain amount of anger. You know, it's interesting, Jay, but I've had this conversation with a number of people, you know, your colleague and mine, Roger Wiegand, for one, a buddy of mine, Dan Pacini, who you've met in the past,
mm-hmm.
and everybody, you know, we may have different views on some political issues, but anybody with any knowledge whatsoever about economics, you know, at more than just a very rudimentary level, agrees
mm-hmm.
that this is just an absolute nowhere, you know. And,
yeah.
and I will chat about this later on in the show with Dan, but I have another question for you, and the other question is, with the election the results that came out a couple of weeks ago, do you think President Obama is going to, for pragmatic reasons, start to attempt to compromise more with the other side of the aisle?
Well, if he does, it's going to be marginal at best, Alan. I don't think that this. I'm worried more. I'm with our good friend Jeff Dice and his
yep.
concerns on this. That really the Tea Party is made up of moderates and people that aren't going to really make the kind of changes that need to be made. So I'm not very optimistic. But I'm hopeful, but I'm not very optimistic. You know, because I think basically the structure has to be changed. We have to get away from fiat money. We got to get to gold, because now what Bernanke is doing to Brazil and China is exactly what he's been doing to the American people. He's been robbing their, picking their pockets and reallocating
mm-hmm.
wealth to the bankers away from the people that create the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
China, Brazil create wealth. Middle America people, the people that were in the manufacturing sector, created wealth. They've been destroyed by the bankers, by the banking interests, and by the policies that are all geared towards bailing out bankers, in my view.
Well, there, you know, and there are other groups of people, I think, that have hurt this country also. Kathy and I saw a very, very interesting movie a couple of nights ago that was called Waiting for Superman, and they were giving statistics in there about the education in the United States and the future of the United States based on the educational results that are coming out
mm-hmm.
right now. And, Jay, I have to tell you, if you look at our public educational system, not all of it, but the majority of it, it stinks.
Okay.
It's not just
So public education is government education, right?
That
it's
would appear that way.
It's not free market education. It's government education. And how could we expect anything good to come out of it when it is really a propaganda tool for the government, Al?
You know, there are a lot of people who would agree with that, Jay, and I have to tell you, to me, it's very, very sad that in some very wealthy areas, and it sounds like we're going off the subject, but we're really not, in some really affluent areas in the United States, Silicon Valley for one, there are areas in Silicon Valley, Jay, where 60% of high school students don't graduate. Well, if you take that coupled mm-hmm. with our economic system, boy, mm-hmm. it spells disaster
right.
for our country. Final word, tell us about your radio show real quick.
Well, the radio show, Turning Hard Times into Good Times, is a year and a half old. We've gone from a small number of people to a large number of people. We've got some very interesting guests. Eric Sprott is on my show next week. Along with Dr. Larry Parks, and we're going to talk to Roger Conrad the week after that. He talks about how people can get reasonably good yields and income in a zero interest rate market. So we've got a lot of very interesting guests coming up. A lot of interesting gold mining companies, too, that we talk to, Al, as you do on your show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the place to be now, gold and gold mining, I think.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't think there's any question about that. It's we are in an amazing market, and next time that I can drag you onto the show, which hopefully won't be too far in the future. I'd like to chat about that, because what I'm seeing right now is people who are doing what Kathy and I are doing, which is putting the majority of our resources into the majority of our capital, I should say, into the resource market. I am
mm-hmm.
very, very comfortable with that. I would not at all be comfortable, Jay, with the conventional stock market for all the reasons that you and I have been talking about for the past, I don't know, 10 years or so that we've joined each other. Listen, I want to stress to you folks out there, listen to Jay's show, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. You can never get too much information on these very important subjects. Mr. T, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I've got Jeff Deist with me right now. Jeff is a very, very interesting individual, aside from being a great golfer and a thorn in my side along those lines. Jeff is an attorney. He's Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff. He is a very, very well-informed, obviously, individual. I wanted to get Jeff's views on the results of the G20, which occurred this past week. You know, Jeff, it's Brazil came out and said, you know, the United States is hurting the rest of the world by this quantitative easing thing. China came out and on no uncertain terms said the same thing. You know, you're punishing the rest of the world for your mistakes. That isn't right. I mean, I have to say our president probably wasn't the most popular guy, you know, in South Korea during that meeting. What are your views on what happened back there?
Well, it must be humbling to be the U.S. president and show up with your entourage and Air Force One and all that and basically have to show some contrition to the rest of the world. But that's the world we live in. And to be fair, obviously Mr. Obama's predecessors have had plenty to do with the predicament he finds himself in
I agree.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, look, he basically came out and said in the short term, we still need stimulus. We still need to prime the pump, so to speak. And the rest of the world is saying, I think quite rightfully, what are you talking about? We're awash in liquidity, especially dollar liquidity.
Right.
And what we need is austerity measures, and we need some government balance sheets to start showing sustainable levels of debt, and we need the private sector to begin to liquidate debt and make the hard choices. And you know, look, it's time. The rest of the world is standing up to him. But what's got to be frightening for Americans is that the rest of the world is saying, in effect, look, you know, we're not going to be bullied mm-hmm. by U.S. monetary policy.
Right.
And, you know, we've been very fortunate as Americans to have the dollar as the world's reserve currency. You know, the head of the World Bank was just talking about this yesterday. There's a lot of movement and a lot of noise around the world to say, hey, why should we all be pegged to the Americans,
mm-hmm.
and why should we all be stuck with these dollars, which are becoming worth less and less every day? So, you know, if the world doesn't need dollars to buy oil, for instance, you know, I think that could mean a precipitous decline in the standard of living for us here.
You know, Jeff, what I really don't understand in all of this, and I don't know, maybe I'm getting old and funny and I don't understand anything anymore, but, you know, I'd like to think that's not the case. But you look at an income statement, okay, of a typical company, and when you have expenses far, far greater than revenues, that company's going to fail. There's just no way around it. And the situation that we have right now in the United States, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've gotten to the point where dire is almost not a strong enough word to use. I mean, we have expenses that are absolutely dwarf the revenues of this country. Well, when you have to increase revenues and cut expenses, austerity measures like what's going on in Europe right now are an absolute necessity. You have to, and you have to increase revenues by the same token. You know, and the United States, by printing more dollars, or I guess a more accurate way to put it is electronically, theoretically flipping a switch and putting more dollars into the universe. I got to tell you, man, I don't see how that can work.
Well, it's not going to work much longer. I mean, the Greenspan era Fed tripled the money supply as measured at least by M3 in about 15 years. And I can't even imagine what we've done in the last few years with Bernanke and Geithner and now, you know, the Obama folks. So, you know, we can't print our way out of it. And the world is so awash in dollars that it's like a game of musical chairs, Al. Nobody wants to be the last one holding the bag. I mean, when people sell us stuff in exchange for dollars, which is what they've done aggressively for the last 35 years,
mm-hmm.
They expect to then turn around and, you know, we have an account deficit on the import-export side, but then we have, a surplus on the capital account where they expect to turn around and invest those dollars in the U.S.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden those dollars are becoming worth less and less, they get understandably angry with us. So, you know, the TVs and the Toyotas and the Lexuses are all, you know, all the tangible stuff we've got.
Yeah.
And those who were paid for those tangible things in dollars, I think, are understandably nervous.
Jeff, what's the general feeling around Washington, D.C. right now? I mean, you're there a minimum. I mean, in terms of just your job situation with a congressman, you're there a minimum of, I would have to say, probably 60 hours a week, probably more in reality. But what's the general feeling in political circles right now? I mean, are they just getting angry? Are they throwing their hands up in the air? What exactly is, what's the tenure?
It's very strange. There's a very odd feeling. You know, there's going to be a lot of freshman members coming in
yeah.
who in past Congresses have sort of quickly been co-opted and taken under the wing of the parties and assigned committees, and some of them given junior leadership roles, and they get sort of sucked up into the system, and that's how things go. Now there's going to be some pressure this year to do things differently, but look, Washington is going to be tough to change, and one midterm election where you throw out maybe 60 people and bring in 60 new is not going to do it. There's going to have to be a concerted effort from outside of D.C. D.C. will be a lagging indicator of how PO'd people are, in other words.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You know, Karl Rove wrote an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal that I read last Thursday, and he basically drew a comparison between Harry Truman, the ideologue, and Bill Clinton, the pragmatist, and he said, you know, it didn't work. You know, Truman wasn't willing to change, and it didn't work. Clinton realized he had to change for his political career, for lack of better terms, or I guess I should say, if for no other reason, and moved to the center. Do you think our current president will do that?
No, I don't think he's an ideologue so much as he is someone who doesn't understand business or economics. I think he, unlike many of his predecessors, he's simply in his DNA, in his bones, has a problem with business and with capitalism and sees it as an unjust economic system.
I agree with you 100%. I do not believe that President Obama is a capitalist. I think he views capitalism as being evil for the masses. And I got to tell you, my friend, I got a real problem with that. You think I'm nuts?
No, it's the system that made us all fat and comfortable here in America, Al.
Yeah, and capitalism is the system that took the United States to the levels that it's at right now. But man, when you get somebody in office who's talking about income redistribution, you know, and really, really with socialistic tendencies, I got to tell you, that is scary. You got the final word.
I agree completely, and I think that American people are showing some buyer's remorse, and I guarantee you there's millions of Democrats out there across the country who wish that they had gone with Hillary.
Oh, no question about that. Do you think he's going to be a one-term president?
It's too far away. 2 years is a millennium politics. But if I had to take odds today, I'd say no. He'll be a one-term president.
Yeah, no, I would agree 100%. Do you see the congressman's son, Rand, senator from Kentucky, do you see him making waves here?
Well, we certainly hope so, and we're going to do everything we can to sort of reach across and have some House-Senate dialogue as he starts to form alliances on his side. But we're excited about it, obviously.
I think he's going to do a great job. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and useful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we've devoted a couple of segments to this show on the concept of quantitative easing. You know, how the left, I guess I have to say more than anybody else, is attempting to solve the economic problems that we have in this country. But, you know, as we mentioned a couple times earlier in the show, other countries, well, number one, I'm not real happy with it because I am not a Keynesian by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think it's going to work. Brazil is now angry at us. China is now angry at us. You know, they are basically saying something that's very true, and that's debasing our currency is going to hurt them. And, boy, I'll tell you, we're going to have a lot of enemies out there on top of the fact that it's really, really not working. Got a real expert with me right now, Dr. Michael Berry, frequent speaker in Washington, D.C. to various banking groups and various political groups, etc. When it comes to subjects like quantitative easing, Dr. Berry really knows exactly what side the toast you butter. I mean, he knows all about this stuff. Mike, is this going to work?
Oh, I don't see how it can, Al. You know, we have been saying for 2 years in our presentations we've been doing around the country that we were going to enter into, you know, a race to the bottom, meaning this competitive devaluation, and we are there now.
Oh, yeah.
Not only competitive devaluations, but I think currency controls, you're going to see that. You're going to see a lot of things happen here that countries will try to protect their own economies against inflow of cheap money and inflation. Today, we had a fairly significant failure, I think, of this administration in South Korea, in Korea, where
at the G20 meeting, yeah.
Yeah, where you know, the free trade agreement didn't come off. So there's not a lot of happiness in the G20 now.
Well, there's a lot of anger towards the United States, but you know, here's an interesting question. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon, by the way.
Yep.
But the US dollar today, you know, it's up 78.15 on the index. How do you account for it?
Well, you know, there will be bouts of deleveraging. Mm-hmm. I mean, it as we go through this, and when we go through periods of deleveraging, you know, dollars come into demand, and as that happens, you know, the dollar value goes up. But the trend for a long time, Al, we both know, has been down. And if we do a $600 billion quantitative easing QE2 over the next 8 months, that's going to put tremendous pressure on the dollar. We've seen that over the last couple of weeks with tremendous moves up in commodities.
Mm-hmm.
And what all we're getting out of this right now is not so much the lower interest rates, because they're not that much lower. They can't go that much lower.
No.
But we're getting cost push inflation. The Keynesians would call it that. The monetarists don't believe in it, but it's the wrong kind of inflation. It's not demand pull inflation.
No, right.
And this is a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. You know, it literally amazes me how far off the track our country has gotten. We've been talking about, you and I have been talking about currencies and stuff like that for as long as we've known each other, which has been, what, 4 or 5 years or so. But, you know, we have to bite the bullet. You know, you've got to adhere to the Austrian system. It's just printing more and more money. And by the way, when you factor all of the dollars in there, it's not $600 billion, it's $900 billion. They announced 600, but by the time you put in all of the extraneous factors, it's about $900 billion. I mean, we're approaching $1 trillion. It just ain't gonna work.
Well, clearly, in the case of the U.S., as we know, especially the U.S., who we've lived for 50 years post-World War II on the reserve currency status, I think the key thing that we saw the other day with the president of the World Bank talking about this gold reference point and a basket of currencies, I think you will see a big change now. I think that the reserve currency status of the dollar is beginning to vanish.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can't issue debt, sovereign debt, as easily. And furthermore, we're going to have to really pull our horns in. And we saw this committee last night talk about some really radical changes in income tax laws and deductions. And I don't think this has much of a chance in Congress, but nevertheless, at least it's on the table now.
Maybe I'm being simplistic, but it just strikes me that, you know, you look at the balance sheet, or let me rephrase that. You look at the income statement of the United States, and you look at the income statement of a successful company, okay? And when you get to the point where expenses continually exceed income, the company simply cannot survive, and neither can the U.S. I mean, you can try to pull all kinds of rabbits out of hats, et cetera, but unless you can increase revenue and cut expenses, ain't nothing going to happen.
Yeah, you know, the entitlement economy, and it's not just the U.S., but any of the OECD countries have this entitlement economy set up, and you know, pretty soon you issue enough debt that you can't even make your interest payments, and we're very close to that right now in this country. So I think as you see, the Chinese have a 1.7% weighting in gold,
mm-hmm.
and just they're going to continue to increase reserves over time. It's not going to stop.
Sure,
they're going to have to put another 1,000 to 1,500 tons of gold just to maintain that weighting over the next 5 years. So, you know, gold is going to have a role. The dollar is going to change its role dramatically, and we're all going to have to tighten our belts.
Mike, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to elaborate on the figures you gave about China and the amount of gold that they have and your projected increase in that amount.
Well, right now China has a reserve currency surplus of about $2.4 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they allow their currency to appreciate, which they haven't done very much of, they'll gobble up another $2.6 trillion in the next 5 years, according to the IMF. So they'll run a $5 trillion surplus reserve currency status.
Mm-hmm.
About 40% of that is 40-50% of that is dollar denominated. It's coming down. Only 1.7% or $42 billion is in gold now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very small slice of gold.
But you see that
just
increasing.
To maintain that 1.7%, they'll have to buy up another probably another 1,500 tons of gold in the next 3 to 5 years. So There's tremendous pressure on the gold market. It's not a bubble. There are buyers out there for good reasons.
Well, but what I'm hearing you say is that you're projecting that 1.7% is going to increase.
No, just to keep it at 1.7. I do think the Chinese will want to increase that for many, many reasons, to maybe 2 or 3 or 4%. But just to keep it at 1.7%, they're going to have to buy that much gold.
No,
I understand. Other countries like South Korea, for example, who have 0.2% gold in their portfolio,
right,
are seriously thinking about entering the market. So it's a different world. It's a world where central banks are not sellers anymore. They're buyers.
Well, no, I understand what you're saying. But let me rephrase the question then. Do you think that perhaps the Chinese are going to increase to 3 to 4%?
I think they will definitely do so, because gold is one way, because of its value,
sure,
that you can lay off a lot of risk quickly. And so I think they'll do it that way. And, of course, with the cost push inflation that we're seeing now, they will probably be pretty big commodity buyers as well over the next 4 or 5 years.
I did an interesting segment on Kitco on Thursday where Roger Wiegand and I discussed what's going on in the copper market. But the strength in the copper market, really, Roger attributes that to increasing demand coming out of China. You know, China is, at one time, some people could say was the tail wagging the dog, but I got to tell you, it's not the tail wagging the dog anymore. It's the dog.
It's the dog. You know, yesterday the Chinese came out and said they were deciding that they put molybdenum, which is an important ingredient for steel,
right,
on the strategic metals list, just like rare earth elements. So
right.
China is moving aggressively in these natural resource areas, and you're going to see a lot of money go into those. So I think a copper could be $4, $5, $6 over the next year or so without any problem at all.
Well, I know that Bloomberg was talking about a 50% increase in the price from what it is today, which is about $4, up to in the area of $6 a pound, and I think that that's very, very possible. I mean, you just look at the old supply-demand, you know, and the supply-demand equation as a result of what's happening in the Far East, and I find that very, very interesting, and I would think base metals and precious metals companies would be a great investment right now. Michael, thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, Al, great to talk to you. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome in. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. My buddy Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist, is helping me out. We are going to chat about a couple of things. We're going to talk about a company that Mickey and I are both involved in. It's a company called Amarillo Gold. But before we get into that, we're going to talk a little bit about South America, the environment down there for mining, and specifically, we're going to talk about Brazil. Brazil is an area I know very, very little about, but Mickey has been there numerous times. I have some listeners who are saying, we don't know much about Brazil. We don't know if that's a safe place to be. You know, could it perhaps turn into a Venezuela, etc.? I don't think so, but I have not spent any time there. I've spent time in Chile, I've spent time in Argentina, but I have not spent time in Brazil. Mickey, you have. What's the environment down there for international companies?
Well, I think it's very good. Now, I'll tell you, I spent 2 weeks in Brazil in October, and that was actually my first trip ever to Brazil. Mm-hmm. So it was a new country for me. I was very impressed after I got traveled throughout the country from one end to the other, with the exception of the southwest part of the country, lots of planes and automobiles. But it is very obvious to me why it is the B and the BRIC countries. It's the fifth largest country in the world, the fifth largest population. It's very businesslike. There is a burgeoning middle class. I dare say that the average car on the road in the cities is nicer than what I see in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It looks to me like Brazil is open for business. That said, it is known to be very bureaucratic and somewhat a litigious society. So if there's any negatives, I would say those are the negatives. But all in all, it is very receptive to foreign investment, especially in the mining industry, has low royalties, reasonable tax rate. You can take your profits out of the country. So everything that the business world wants to see, especially the mining industry, is set up in Brazil.
South America has kind of mixed reputation. You know, people are scared to death right now. Americans, anyway, are scared to death right now about the situation in Venezuela with Chavez. And there, I think there's a lot of foundation for that, to say the least, right now. But other parts of South America, I found, I mean, for example, when I first met you, Mick, down in Chile, I guess that was 6 or 7 years ago, you know, we had the opportunity to chat with some people in both Santiago and in a couple of the outlying cities, Viña del Mar, and they basically were people of substance, and they were people who said, you know, our government realizes how important the rest of the world is to us, and our government is going to do nothing to justify that. You don't get to be as large, as rapidly growing, I guess I should say, an economy as Brazil if you don't have that same attitude, because you simply cannot grow without outside assistance, right?
Well, that's true, and there's plenty of foreign investment, both from Asia and North America and Europe in Brazil. It's a melting pot of cultures, and, you know, South America, you go country by country, and they just had an election, and the past president, Lula's pick was Dilma, and she won, and so we would expect the pro-business, slightly left-of-center government that Brazil has had for the last 8 years as a stable democracy to continue.
Mickey, a company that you and I are both involved in the interest of full disclosure, I need to say that the company is Amarillo Gold, and the gentleman who I work with there with is Buddy Doyle, who's the president and chief executive officer. Amarillo Gold is a sponsor of our website, number one. Number two, we did shoot a video with Mr. Doyle, and that is available for viewing on YouTube and on our website and other websites, I'm sure the company website. So I have to say that I am not what you would call exactly a disinterested party in this one. I like Buddy a lot. I like the company a lot. And as Bob Moriarty says, I'm highly prejudiced, so don't take what I have to say as investment advice. Mick, do you have any involvement with Amarillo?
I am heavily biased, probably more so than you are. I am a founding shareholder of Amarillo Gold from an RTO in December of 2003. Mm-hmm. I am a shareholder. They also cover or sponsor my website. So, I have a very strong vested interest in seeing this company prosper.
Well, then let's say this to our listeners so we're being very, very clear on this. Don't take this as investment advice. Neither Mickey nor I are registered investment advisors. This is a company that we elected to get involved in for personal reasons. And if you want more information, if you like, you know, what we have to say and you want to take more information on your own, just simply click on the Amarillo banner on our website, and I bet you the Mercenary Geologist just has one on his website also. Now, to start out this little introduction to Amarillo Gold, I didn't realize until meeting with Buddy last week that he had a very, very illustrious career with Rio Tinto. 23 years with the company, did very, very well for himself and for the company, and then decided to strike out on his own. And Amarillo Gold is that first step, correct?
That's correct. Buddy was recruited to Amarillo Gold. Another key player is Rick Brown, and Rick is one of the founding shareholders and was the one responsible for the original project, which now a gold project and going into pre-feasibility right now. So a couple of good, hardworking, honest Aussie geos that I've known for 7 years now. And very impressed with the people and the projects and the share structure, too.
Well, let's talk about the projects, Mickey. You've been there. I haven't.
Well, yes, I was there in October, finally, after several years of trying to get down there. They have two flagship gold projects, one in the central savannah called Mara Rosa, one near the Uruguay border called Lavras do Sol. Combined in all categories, this would be indicated and inferred resources, combined at 0.3 grams per ton cutoff, about 1.7 million ounces total between the two projects, and both will grow, in my opinion. If you do the math on that, with the current market cap, that's about $35 an ounce, which is extremely undervalued when compared to its peers.
Yeah. Another thing that I like, I mean, it's all, in my opinion, it's all about management, capital, and the asset itself. And so capital certainly does fall in the category of being an asset, but, you know, I make a delineation between the property and capital. But from a capital standpoint, they're in pretty good shape. Chatting with Buddy and looking, going over their financial statements, they've got about $4.2 million in cash right now. They have absolutely no need to go to the market for funding. All of their capital has historically been raised internally between management and shareholders. That's good because in terms of the financings, well, it's good and bad. It's good in the sense that in terms of the financings, you know, there are no warrants typically attached, and so dilution is kept to really to a minimum. And on the other hand, you know, people who are truly interested in the company are funding it as opposed to people who are just looking to make a quick profit in the stock. You know, the negative aspect of that is it's pretty tough to get brokerage support, retail support, if a retail brokerage firm doesn't have, you know, a financial stake in the company. Comments on that?
Well, it's a two-edged sword. They have done very well with their financings. At this stage, they have 56 million shares out, and you add in a 2.5 million or so options with insiders. So fully diluted, say 58.5 million. There are no warrants. It's very tightly held, mm-hmm. and that's both good and bad. If you add up the insiders, the institutional and strategic investors, the high net worths, and the family and friends, you're coming up with something on the order of 80% is held right there. So the retail float is only 20%. That has led to low liquidity and is probably one of the reasons that the company is so sorely undervalued when compared to its peers. You know, probably $90 per ounce in the ground is about the peer comparison right
sure.
now.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to realize one of the reasons that has been the case is these are technical guys, and they have chosen to take that route in the interest of advancing the property itself. They are now, you know, through your efforts, my efforts, and their efforts, going out and telling the story. So I personally think it's a good time to take a hard, hard look at this company. Mickey, always a pleasure. Listen, you guys, if you want to find out more about Mick, just click on the banner on our website for the Mercenary Geologist. Mickey's got a good site. He certainly has my respect. Take a look and see if you don't agree with me. Big Al's going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.